So this recording is of a slightly shorter body scan practice with a little bit more support of me talking through the practice. So settling in for this one and reminding yourself that you're doing yourself a favor by doing this. This is a chance to familiarize yourself with your body, to get up close to it, know how it works, know how you respond to it, and to see if there's any way you can be with it in a smoother and easier and more skillful way. So, the usual factors apply as you get into this practice. Paying a little attention to your posture. Seeing if you can choose a position which is a mixture of relatively comfortable, but also has a sense of alertness and paying attention about it. By all means, have a quick check for any excess physical tension or tightness. There's no prizes for burning extra energy in this practice, so any tension in your muscles you can let go of, then by all means do. But if you can't, that's fine. That's what the practice is about. Let's bring it with us. And setting up your mind as usual, that this is a practice to be done deliberately, on purpose, but equally that it doesn't take a huge amount of effort. There shouldn't be any strain if you can avoid it. And you're coming to your body, and there's a good chance that it might be difficult in parts. So setting up your mind to approach this as if you were a skilled nurse or doctor cleaning out and dressing a wound. That is, with some a real clear sense of what needs doing, and yet approaching it with a sense of kindness and gentleness along the way. So, with that spirit, turning your attention first and foremost to the sensations that are coming to your face right now. Getting up close to your forehead, your eyebrows, your eyes, cheeks, lips, and the line of your chin and jaw. If you pay careful attention, what can you feel coming from there right now? And moving down from there to your neck. Getting up close to the sensations coming from the front of your neck, by your throat, round the sides, round to the back. What can you feel coming from there? And are you having any responses or reactions to what you feel coming from there? You're interested in what's coming up and interested in learning how you respond to your body. So staying with your neck. And then settling your attention down into your shoulders. So that's both sides. And that bit of the top of your back that connects your shoulders, between your shoulder blades. Taking an interest in the plain physical feelings you can detect coming from there, whether it's from the surface, with your skin touching your clothes, or deeper down. And we're always interested in the emotions that come along with sensations. And there can be a lot of emotion in the shoulders, in tightness, or in raised or hunched shoulders. So take an opportunity to learn about that for yourself right now. What sensations, what emotions, staying with your shoulders. And from there, down to your arms and your hands. So scanning from your shoulders down to the tips of your fingers. Taking in everything that we don't usually attend to, like the feelings of your upper arms pressed against your body. Perhaps spare a thought for each finger. And staying for a while with your arms and your hands. And then moving back to the center of your body and scanning up and down the length of your back. From the top of your back, between your shoulder blades, all the way down to your bum. As much as you're willing, opening up to what's happening there, what you can feel coming from there. And we're always interested both in the sensations that are happening and how we are responding to them. So if you notice that you're distracting from them or tightening up or hating them or worrying about them, then that's really important. See if you can note that. Pay attention to it because it's part of how you react to your body. And then as best you can, see if you can hold steady with a sense of patience and gentleness and stay tuned in to your back. and then round to the front of your body, to your tummy. So that's by your belly button, and round to the sides, all of the areas covered by the waistband of your clothes. You'll notice it's a moving target as it shifts in and out with your breathing. Taking an interest, familiarizing yourself, and getting close to the feelings coming from your tummy. And moving from there, down to your legs and your feet, from your hips down to the tips of your toes, thighs, knees, calves, shins, ankles and feet, areas of pressure, warmth and coolness, tuning in now to your legs and your feet. And then for a moment, just letting your attention expand out so that your whole body becomes full of awareness, so that you're aware of all the areas you've scanned through. And just for a moment, sitting or lying there, completely present in your whole body. Tuned in to the emotions that seem to be coming with the sensations. Gently and patiently aware of how you tend to react to your body. And willing, if you are, to carry a bit of this sense of presence, of being physically present, into whatever you do next in your day. And so noting anything that you think is worth holding on to from this practice, that you've learned about yourself or you'd like to remember next time. And then, without speeding up too quickly, without just snapping back into a mind that's rushed and full of thoughts, you can move on, and this practice is finished.